39. Motion, fake handoff, and back to pass here. Sidearm up the middle, and
Osteel makes the catch. Oh, and the one official saying it hit the ground. I think it did, Scotty. The official from behind said he caught it, and
I don't know. Let's go to review here.
And we got a replay right next to us. And the ball, I've seen the ball hit the ground, Scotty.
I don't know, Jeff.
A nice play by Drew, though, attacking the ball, going to the ball. And,
yeah, it could have been picked up.
It could have been. Drew really made a senior-like play right there, just understanding the urgency of that play.
From the 39, it's 3rd and 9, though, Jeff. 3rd and 8, we'll call it.
3rd and 9 here. Loggers, it's, you know, probably 2-down territory for him anyways.
I think the lineman over on the opposite side doesn't really know what's going on over there. Oh, there we go.
The chain gang.
Yep. Working on the chain gang. They got to get to their own 47.5 here, Jeff.
Plenty of time to come down yet early in this game. 10:46 to go here, first quarter. Plenty of room in the stands. Come cheer these Loggers on. And they're going to have their hands full today here against this Green Bay team.
Phillips looks like they're a little bit on their heels, Jeff. They got that onside kick, which is kind of their game.
Right, yeah. They're right off the bat, the turnover right off the bat. And really tough to stay in tough games with that. Shade Anzine going to keep it left side.
Makes the corner, but gets knocked out of bounds.
See where they mark him. He may have picked up 5 yards on that.
They mark him out to the 44-yard line, Jeff, and it's going to be 4th and a long 4.
4th and a long 4 here. You know, Loggers can go with anything in this play right here. You know, a little dump pass, Hoshield over the top, or, you know, you get Delasky around the edge. See what they can do around these corners. They can hit these corners.
Hollinger out there. They got a wide out split near side.
Different out formation here. Denzine. Oh, nice job. He's going to keep it himself. Has a lead blocker. Kyle Seidenbender with the lead block, getting the first down. What a job by him. And I like the play call. It's the first time I've seen that this season with that setup with Hollinger over on this right side. It cleared everything out on that right side when he went out for his route.
Big run right there, gain of about 11, and it's 1st and 10 from the Green Bay 45-yard line here. They got split wide left, flanker left, out of the gun. Denzine gets a snap and gave it to the motion back, and he was stuck.
That was that play that worked so well for Trigg Mullman all year long, and I have a feeling this interior defense for Green Bay is really good, Scott.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
so
tough
too.
Anything up the middle.
Loss of about 4, 3.5, we'll call it, Jeff, back to the 48.5-yard line of Green Bay. 10 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
And how fun is this for Shea Denzine, starting off the season sick, missing the first couple games, and being able to play like this. Evan Hollinger going the wrong way, gets around the corner, though, and he's got the sidelines. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5.
Called him out of bounds.
Step out at the 20-yard line. Evan Hollinger, nice start to this game for him.
Hey, he got that corner. It looked like he was going to get caught for a loss.
Jeff. He went backwards about 3-4 yards before he got around that corner. And it's so nice. All these running backs for the Loggers, they bring something different to the table. Evan Hollinger has that shifty quickness, follows his blockers well.
1st and 10 from the 21 of Green Bay. Motion give, and they got the student body right. Here he goes, out to the right side, and that is
Aaron Delasky.
About 4 or 5, Jeff.
And gets down to about the 13-yard line. So a 5-yard pickup for Aaron Delasky. Aaron Delasky really running hard these last few games, kind of understanding the game and gaining
actually,
that
it was
confidence.
A pickup of about 8, Jeff. It's 1st or 2nd and 2 from the 13-yard line.
So, we talked about it. These edges might kind of work here for the Loggers today. It seems like it's working that way.
Double back set.
B.J. Lowery on that left side now. He's going to follow his blockers, cuts back inside, turns nothing into something, gets all the way down about the 4-yard line. So first down for the Micronesian sensation.
That was a good cutback there. He stopped and let everybody go by him. And
yeah.
Cut back.
A change of direction play. And we've seen a little bit of this, but nice patience on that run right there for the
first and goal from the 4.
Junior running back.
Double back set. Here goes BJ up the middle. Mitch jumps over, and he might be in.
And now it's Hollinger, Evan Hollinger. Evan Hollinger stopped at the one-yard line, and as he hurtled, I think he got thrown up in the air a little bit, too, because he really got high. Loggers getting the touchdown, and 6-8 is the score here right now with 9:09 to go here in the first quarter. Loggers going for the two-point conversion, try to tie this ball game up.
Out of the gun here. Denzine back to pass. He's got a man open, wide open.
Got it, and the fake.
And that's Trigg Mullman.
And the fake handoff. Shea Denzine looking like Tom Brady with that nice fake. And throws a touch or the two-point conversion to Trigg Mullman. Tying up this ball game right here. Loggers getting a little bit of confidence. I think the fans getting a little bit of confidence as well. And we're going to stay right here tonight and go over some of our high school sports sponsors. But, Scott, when I think of clean water, and I'm thirsty right now, I think of Culligan of Ashland.
Culligan of Ashland and, a Butternut Ashland area, they are always voted some of the cleanest water in the whole country, Jim.
So why not get your water from up there? So Culligan of Ashland, thank them for sure. Also, it's the $5,000 pass here tonight. Scotty, did you get your
really?
Ticket?
I didn't know that.
You're going to have to get your ticket. So at halftime, they're going to call the announcers. Forward Bank's putting this on. And you throw the pass into the barrel. If you get it, it's a $5,000 win. $2,500 goes to the person and $2,500 to the school. So they should be walking around. We'll find Jeff Bracca down there.
All right. Here to kick is the senior, Ethan Podmolik.
Great.
Moving from left to right.
And the Loggers got some good kickers on here. Josh Nutt, the backup, he can really kick the ball deep. Ethan kind of more of a specialist. And
there's a onside kick. Going for it, and
almost a nice one right there.
Green Bay covered that up and took a good smoke right there, number 18. They'll start at their own 45-yard line.
And like we said, it's senior night here tonight, Scotty, at Logger Camp, and we're talking some of them. Unfortunate for Levi Durr. Such a great career he's had, and being out in this last game, I'm sure it's just killing him to be out there right now, but tore his ACL. And we're thinking of Levi for sure.
Out of the gun. Wishbone set. Barks out the signal. Hands off, and he's caught from behind.
And a nice play.
Backfield.
That was Ethan Upson, who's been on fire here in these last couple games, really understanding this defensive line and making plays behind the line of scrimmage. What a great play by Ethan Upson. Last week's Jeff Haken, the Roofing Player of the Game.
And Danny Adamitis jumped in there and cleaned up that tackle,
and
Jeff.
Danny Adamitis, I think, was the Defensive Player of the Week last week for the Loggers.
Second down and 12 here. They got split wide, split left, out of the gun. Double wishbone. Looked like a little motion. Fake give. Quarterback keeps it. He's going to get off to the right. There's a flag down on the play. Gets pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 10, but I think this is going to come back.
I think so, too. Ben Vernick making the play on the corner. He's been doing that all season long. Just a great safety defense back there, last line of defense. And this play, flag's going to bring him back.
Holding, and this is going to cost him 10, but where's the spot of the foul?
Yeah, so we'll see. It's probably going to be like a second and 20-something right now.
So they usually throw the flag from where they see it, and let's see where they call it.
Loggers defense is up to the line of scrimmage. They're ready to go. Ethan Podmolik's been a great leader on defense all season long. You know, talking with BJ every day like I do, you know, he talks about how Ethan always helps him out in practice, tells him where to be in game, says, no, you need to be doing this. And nice to see the leadership that you have and a guy like Ethan Podmolik.
Second down and 22, moving from right to left is Green Bay. They're deep in trouble here. Here's a snap, give, and almost picked off right there and dragged out of bounds after a gain of about 8. That looked like a pro play, Jeff. It was a pretty fast play.
It was right there. Callan Chuzzles almost hitting the interception, almost stepping in front of things. Just a step short of it, though.
So out to the 41.5-yard line. It's third and about 13, Jeff, after a gain of 9. That was a quick out.
It was. So a reasonable play here for Green Bay.
Third out of the 13. Gun. Motion. Two wide receivers. And there's a
misplay right there.
Communication right there, Jeff.
If he would have turned around, he was wide open for that 8-yard completion.
I think he was looking for him to stop there.
Yes.
And number 37, that was Griffin Steffel. I think his quarterback almost audible to him and moved that other guy out of motion just so he had a clear path, because the D-backs for the Loggers were so far back. They were 10 yards back.
Yeah.
Fourth and 13.
Hey, Dominic Mabee is here today. It's his birthday. Dominic Mabee played last
year. Maybe it is. Maybe not.
It actually is his birthday.
Looks like it's going to be back to punt. Fake punt here, and a toss over to the left, and he's going to be dragged down.
Good moment.
For the loss.
And a turnover right there, and a loss on the play. What a play there by the Loggers, picking up on that fake punt.
Griffin Steffel lined up back to punt, and they actually snapped it directly to Reed Nelson, their quarterback.
And he took it himself.
He threw that pitch back to number 37.
8:02 to go in this first quarter yet, an exciting first quarter. 8-8 is the score right now. And after that first drive by Green Bay, I thought we were in big trouble here, Scott.
From the 40, here's a handoff, give to the motion man, out to the right. He's got blockers, and that is
Avon Delasky. What a 6-yard pickup.
Good pickup like there. They like that right side right now, Jeff.
And Delasky runs so hard on this side. I want to see him keep going around that corner. He's so fast. Once he gets a step on you, nobody's catching him.
7-yard pickup on first and 10, and that makes it 2nd and 3 here from the 33-yard line.
B.J. Lueri back in the ballgame alongside Denzine. I think there's going to be a timeout on the field. There is. It looks like Green Bay is going to take the timeout here with 7:30 to go in this first quarter. 8-8 is the score, Scotty.
We're going to keep it right here.
We're going to keep it right here.
Loggers are driving again. And, you know, after that, at first drive, like you said, Jeff, I thought they were going to be, you know, in trouble. But now it looks like Green Bay is kind of on their heels.
Yeah, and Loggers are totally on their heels at that opening kickoff with that turnover. I mean, that's heartbreaking, you know, as a coach ready for this and something like that happens. It literally says, we're a little nervous, we're not ready. And then they, 2 plays down the field, a touchdown, and it's been all Loggers really since then. So 7:30 to go here, like we said, and the Loggers catching a little bit of confidence right now. Head coach Steve Precor talking them up in the huddle right now. So the team name, they're United.
So Green Bay United.
Green Bay United, we're going to call them.
All right.
And it looks like back up to the line of scrimmage. Timeout is over. And it's Loggers football here at Green Bay's 32-yard line. Direct handoff to B.J. Lueri. Up the middle. That play hasn't been working much this game. This one it does. He picks up a good 8 yards. A nice run
good
from
drive
B.J.
right there. Maybe a 7-yard pickup. Almost down to the 25-yard line, Jeff.
The Micronesian sensation having himself a ball game here tonight.
He used his diminutive size and got under the linebacker.
And he's deceptively strong. This kid lives in the gym working out, lifting weights, and just loves getting stronger every day. You see it right there playing with the big guys.
Double back set, and I think it's to Hollinger. Hollinger tries to get the right side, got maybe a yard or two, pulled down from behind on first down, and he might have picked up 2.
Yeah, the edges are working every time over here, Scotty. Even when it doesn't look like a lot, you're picking up them 2-, 3-, 5-yard plays.
And gain of 3.
What I'm interested to see here is we're going to see this edge run, and that's when the counter to Trigg Mollman for the touchdown happens.
So from the 23 of Green Bay, 7 minutes left in the first quarter. It's 8-8, your score. Double flanker set, their base formation. Out of the gun, Shea Denzine. He gets it. And
Delasky, hand off the left side, gets around the corner, picks up a few, and a little bit of a... See, A'Ron, when he tried to make his cut back to the inside, he slipped a little bit, slowed him up right there, and it was tough to build up his momentum.
So, down to about the 20 here, Jeff, and it's going to be 3rd and 4. But it's 4-down territory here, Jeff, so they got a red zone try right now.
6:30 to go in this first quarter. Game's all tied up at 8.
Wildcat double back. They give it back to Lueri. He gets by one and good tackle there after a pickup of about 2 or 3.
If he could have hurdled that guy right there, I think he gets close to the first down and a nice tackle there by Green Bay.
So it's going to be 4th and a short 2 here, Jeff, from about the 17-yard line.
Evan Hollinger back into this game. Evan looks confident in this game. I'm liking the way he's running here tonight.
And, you know, it looks like Green Bay is taller and bigger than all of our guys, but we're holding up. Oh, stop it. It's a play before the snap.
The timeout for the Loggers. So 5:51 to go here in this first quarter. The score all tied up at 8 apiece. We're going to stay right here live. Jeff Haken and Scotty Heckman. And we're going to go over some of our high school sports sponsors. IAP, Scotty Industrial Air Products. All your mechanical fans. All your needs with that. They build airport fans and, you know, works over there. Big John, he's probably in the stands here somewhere. Our lone seven-footer here.
And IAP has been sponsoring Loggers Sports for two or three decades, I think, Jeff.
Absolutely. Been for a long time and a great employer of local people around the area here. And I worked there last winter, Scotty, over the winter. And fun place to work.
Nice. Yeah, and, you know, it's nice to have something that's made in the USA, right?
You got it, man.
Made in the USA, right?
Some of the hardest working guys work over at IAP over there. Industrial Air Products.
All right. Fourth down and two. Wildcats set. Hollinger.
Got to be
like
an offside.
Green Bay jumps. We'll see what happens here.
And the hard count by Shea Danzine. Going to give him the first down.
First and 10 Loggers.
So inside the 10-yard line now. Or no, right at the 10-yard line now. And I think the Loggers actually have a chance for a first down yet.
Yep.
At the goal line.
First and 10 from the 11, Jeff. And nice sustained drive.
Absolutely.
Too. Haven't had those big breakouts yet.
Yeah.
But they're probably going to come. Wildcat again. And direct snap to Hollinger's got the left side. He beats one guy. Gets kind of
wrapped up. The guy grabbed his sleeve. And kind of tugged him down a little bit.
But a gain of about three.
Yes.
Inside the 10 now, down to about the 8-yard line.
5:45 to go, first quarter. Here, all tied up at 8 apiece, but the Loggers knocking at the door. Aaron Delasky stepping back into this ball game right now. I got a good feeling we're going to see him with the ball coming on this right side over here for the touchdown, Scott.
Second down and 7, Jeff. They can get down to the 1 and get a first down, but I hope they just get right into the end zone. Out of the backfield here, there's a fake give over to the right.
And that was trick Molman.
Dragged down, and Molman got the inside handoff.
So the fake to Delasky on this right side, and the counter to Trig Molman into the end zone. Trig Molman, over 1,000 yards rushing here on the season, coming into this ball game with, 1,010 yards coming into this game.
He had almost 1,000 in that one game.
Yeah, 330 yards and 5 touchdowns, and then he followed that up with like 265 and 4 touchdowns.
Going for 2 now, 14-8 are the Loggers up over Green Bay, 5:39 here to give.
Danzine, a keeper to himself, he's going to throw it, and no one open. Nice job. Defense there. Shea doing the right thing. I don't know if that was meant to be a quarterback keeper, but when you're in the two-point conversion right there, you might as well just throw it up in the air because there's no turnover on it.
Yep. And didn't get a good grip on that ball either.
Yeah. 5:39 to go here in the first quarter. It's 14-8. Phillips Loggers leading Green Bay United. Right now we're going to stay right here live. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman and Northwoods Community Credit Union. Scotty?
Well, Jeff, they have a beautiful building, and then there's conference rooms and everything else. That's right across the street from our radio station.
It is, right across from the radio station. So need to go in there for your home loans, car loans, stop at Northwoods Community Credit Union.
And the credit union is local, you know, so you're getting money and you're giving money and getting money from your local community. All right, here's the kickoff.
Ethan Podmolik set to go, and a squib kick up the middle. Green Bay falls on it.
See the guy come up there, Jeff, and kind of deliver almost like get out of our guy's way?
And I didn't see that one.
Number 18 kind of almost did like a pick play before, you know.
Yep.
So his other guy could do it. Kind of an interesting play.
Oh, right up at the line of scrimmage kind of doing that?
Yeah, kind of came up.
Okay.
And then
you know, we see this a lot. You see more onside kicks than deep kicks.
Yeah.
Here, and we don't see a lot of kickoffs from the other teams because we've been holding the teams to a touchdown or less per game, but it's mostly squib kicks, and they're effective at times.
Oh, yeah. So from their own 44, under center this time now, and handoff give he's got a couple yards. But
wrapped up. There he goes. Drew Hockfield. Nice. Danny Adamitis, though, wraps him up. Danny Adamitis, first-year football player, a senior, a really good athlete. Scott, I know you've coached him at baseball and whatnot. I haven't had a lot of chance to work with him. He's a wrestler, but this kid's a good athlete.
Yeah, nice guy, and, you know, he's coachable, listens. Yeah. And
his younger brother, Jeremiah, a sophomore, also plays here for the Loggers.
Second down and 8 from under center here is
handoff up the middle. And a nice run. He's spinning. He's a tough back to bring down. Picks up, geez, 6-7 yards on that play. It's going to bring up a 4th and 1.
Third down and 1.
Third down and 1.
Hand off there. That was to Griffin Steffel.
4:48 and counting in this first quarter. Loggers leading 14-8 over Green Bay United.
It's about a yard and a half here to go for Green Bay. They're into Loggers territory at the 47.5-yard line.
It's amazing to see the height difference between this Green Bay team and us. I mean, these kids are making Drew Hashiel look short.
From under center, Nelson.
Pushed back. Oh, he got through.
He's got the first down.
Vernig wraps him up. Nice tackle by Ben Vernig. And it looked like the Loggers had him wrapped up for a loss. He spun around, got out of that, picked up about 10 yards. Ben Vernig, Ben Vernig on that left side was able to knock him out of bounds. Ben, just a solid tackler all season long. Really impressed with Ben's performance all year.
Reed Nelson looks like he's maybe 6'2", 6'3", and probably goes around 200 pounds.
Yeah, and how big do you think Jedi Kabir Biamila is? I mean, that kid's he's huge.
From under center, Reed Nelson, handoff, or it's a pitch back, and he broke one tackle, but ran into our defender. That was Podmolek, who wraps him up for about a 2-yard loss.
Ethan Podmolek's about as sturdy as they come.
Yeah. He just bear hugged him down.
I don't want to make kind of that SpongeBob body, though, where it's just, he's just square like that, though. He's so wide.
Yeah, but if
he's
you
not
him,
soft like that. No, I'm saying. A brick wall.
Yeah.
But
having one of those guys that if you got into a boxing match, you don't think you could hurt him.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys.
Like Ram Man from He-Man.
Ram Man, there you go. Second down and 11 after that loss of 1.
3:28 to go here, first quarter.
From under center, Reed Nelson rolls out, tries to keep it, got by one, made one miss, and that was a pretty nice run.
Yeah, it was a shifty quarterback. He went from right kick back to the left, dodging about 3 tackles along the way. And making a positive game.
But he made some good moves right there, Jeff.
The Loggers' speed is what's really keeping him in this game and ahead right now. And I think the length of, this Green Bay United team, that's going to work in a basketball game, but you don't have all the advantages here in football with that length at every position.
That's true. That was a 4-yard pickup. It's going to be 3rd and 7
and
here.
You're seeing it even with this line, us being able to get underneath them.
Out of the gun, here comes Nelson. He's back to pass. He's off the fingertips of number 37, that was intended for Griffin Steffel.
Griffin Steffel, their leading receiver on the season, almost 600 yards receiving, Scotty, in this game. So what do they got? 8 games, and he's 80 yards a game he's picking up.
4th down and 7, and they're going to line up to go, Jeff. And that's pretty typical in 8-man football. And if you haven't watched it, you should. It's really a fun game.
It is. You don't see a lot of field goals. A lot of extra points. Mellon doesn't even have a field goal or goal post at their place. Just in the outfield of the baseball field.
Out of the gun. He's back to pass. He's got good protection. Rolls out left. Now he's got some pressure. He's
powered
up and dragged down. And the Loggers are going to take over on down.
I don't think it was a sack. He might have got some positive yards. But Callan Shuzzles on the play, making his father next to us real proud.
From the 32-yard line,
there
now Loggers take over on down, and good coverage there. They had Max Protect, Jeff. They had their 2 backs that stayed right with
them. Yeah, and getting comfortable into this game, settling in are the Loggers. Every play, they look like they're ready to go. Looks like a Steve Precourt coach team right now.
Look at 87. He must have 6'5", huh?
Yeah. That's a tall kid over there. Not sure who has it.
That's up the middle, and that was Shea Denzin keeping it.
Quarterback keeper.
Picked forward for about 3 yards, out to around the 35-yard line, Jeff.
And B.J. Lueri, the Micronesian sensation, checking back into the game at running back. B.J. having a nice start to this game. A couple of really nice runs he had early. And it looks like these running backs, they kind of feed off of each other. One makes a play, the next guy wants to make a play. And you don't just see one guy. It's four or five different backs.
Motion, fake handoff, spin up the middle, and there goes Danzini. He's got the first down and more. And out past the 46-yard line, dragging a couple of defenders with him.
Gotta love that. Shay Danzini, you know his grandma's listening down in Alaska right now. Hi, Sue. And Shay, you know, starts out the season with the illness that we talked about. Missed a couple games, lost practice, you know, lost a lot of weight. And, you know, getting his opportunity and just making every moment of it. Really proud of this kid.
First and 10 for Green, or for the Loggers at the 46, their own 46, knocking on the Green Bay territorial door. 1:43 here to go. Handoff,
Dulaski, right side. Oh, he stops and cuts back, and we're going to have a flag.
Illegal man downfield, I think, Jeff.
A hold. So holding on the Loggers.
That's going to take him back. It's going to be first and 20, Jeff, and that sometimes can be a drive killer.
Yeah.
Especially with the, we haven't been cracking off the huge gains.
No, haven't seen that. It's been a little bit of a, you know, the difference in today's game. We're used to seeing those 40, 50-yard runs and kind of just plugging away in this one right here.
Yep. So from, okay, it's about first and
18?
18 or so. Direct snap to Lueri. He's going to go off to the left side, picking up steam, and he got some, but barreled down.
So, again, like you say, these, you know, used to seeing a play like that with that momentum feels like a breakout play. And Green Bay doing a great job of making the tackles.
That was a gain of around 5 yards, so it's going to be second down and 13. So they chewed into some of that. And it'd be nice to see them if they would fire in a play action, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty worth it.
Yeah, we've seen the pass play work a couple times out here. And, you know, you have some length out there with Hochschild and Kowicki. You know, Ben Vernick, I'd love to see Benny out there at the wide receiver position.
And their safeties are pretty close to the line, too. I mean,
Yeah. They're
going to be selling out. Second down and 13, motion.
Danzine keeps it himself up the middle and breaks away. Danzine for maybe about 8 yards on that play.
That was more than that.
Oh, the 10 yards, yeah. A good 10-yard run. So that's going to bring up
third and three, Jeff.
Third and three. Third and three here for the Loggers at right about midfield. Looks like they are at Green Bay's 47-yard line.
Third and three. Loggers up to the line pretty quick. They got their double flanker set. Out of the gun here is Danzine. Danzine.
Here's the counter to Trick Mulvin. This is the one that works. The 30, the 25, the 20, 10-5 touchdown, Trick Mulvin
from 47 yards.
And we were waiting for that play to be set up, and Steve Precor was really patient with that play call, working it left, working it right, up the middle, and then boom, the counter works every single time. And that's how Trig Molman's gotten his yards. It's not though; he's not plugging away at 20 yard or 20 carries a game. It's like 6 carries for 300 yards.
Yeah.
Trig loves this. You know, it's fun to be a senior when you're that guy. And that was Dominic maybe last season. That's what he did continuously.
And Shay Danzine laid a pretty good block there, too, to keep him out.
Yeah. And Danzine's going to keep it on this left side. Tries popping around the outside, but he's picked up quick. Tackled there by Jedi Kabir Basha Biamila.
Yeah, he's got a big reach, Jeff. It's hard to get around the corner.
Shay tried popping out. You could see he tried to get around the corner, and the like, Google Gadget arm kind of yanked him in. So that's all right. 20-8 here is the score. Right now, Loggers leading. There's 12 seconds to go yet in this first quarter. A lot of offense being put up here so far, Scott.
Hey, and Jeff, if you need all your hardware needs and also lumber, go to Phillips Lumber and Hardware. They also have buildings, you know, like the small storage sheds are right here in Phillips.
Absolutely. Selling wood pellets. And, you know, Scotty, Jeff Haken and Roofing gets all their material locally right from there. They carry all your building needs, shingles. Siding, fascia, soffit, you know it, and the friendly people at Phillips Lumber and Hardware. Go talk to Tyler. Ask him lots of questions. Tell him Jeff sent you. Come up with the most difficult question you can. Go find Tyler at the back desk and tell him Jeff sent you. He'll love it. All right. Loggers set to kick off here. up 20-8, 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Ethan Podmolik,
so far imposing their will, the Loggers.
And there we got the flag. I knew we were going to. We're offsides.
Okay.
And the Loggers did it on the play before that as well. Didn't get called for it, and I knew the official was going to watch it after that. And I think they got Kyle Seidenbender on that far side.
And they'll see if they're going to re-kick or not.
Oh, because that's what the option is?
I think they can choose the ball here. I don't know if they'll get the penalty on top.
Hey, Kelly, do you see if I have a water in that bag? I think there's two.
And I guess they're going to re-kick it, Jeff, from the 35-yard line now.
Oh, so they just back them up a little bit?
Yep.
Think the Loggers will still squib kick?
I don't see them doing anything
else. Thank you. Scotty, you want a water? I think there's another one in there.
Yeah, I'd take one.
Been a lot going on in this game here. A lot of talking in the first quarter. There's a lot of activity. 20-8 is the score with only 12 minutes gone in this ball game.
All right. Drops the hand. There goes Podmolik. This is a squib kick. It's going to go out of bounds this time at about the 38.
And see where they move it. It ends up being not that bad anyways.
Nope. Nice job on the scoreboard over there is Mick.
Mick's smart here and has got to be 30-some years of doing this.
Yeah.
Mick, a professional.
Mick is a professional, even though he's a Bears fan. I mean, he's dealt
Ouch.
With that for so long.
And we are missing his wife, Karen's always up here doing announcements. We're lucky to have Mr. Matt Chuzzles up here letting the whole crowd know what's going on out here. And Matt doing a great job watching his son, Callen, out there play and doing a little announcing. Pretty talented Chuzzles family we got here helping us out tonight.
From their own 40, here's Green Bay.
We also got the go-to guru up here, Steve Teeters. Good to have you, Steve. There's a lot of knowledge up in this booth right now.
Handoff give up the middle, and he's stopped. Now he breaks one tackle, but dragged down that time by Ben Vernig after a gain of about three or four.
Ben Vernig, a sure tackler for sure. He doesn't miss a lot of tackles and had two interceptions in that last game, Scotty.
Game for about actually five, Jeff.
And it looks like we're going to get a timeout.
End of the quarter right
End
here,
of the
Jeff.
Quarter right there. 20-8 is the score. And, Scotty, why don't you go over all our high school sports sponsors?
A&W Restaurant, Culligan of Ashland, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, IAP, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Shawamigan Home Furnishing, Jeff Hicken and Roofing, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah, Heckman Auction, heck yeah. A lot going on with you in the auction world, Scotty.
Yeah, we got an auction going on right now and ending next Thursday over in Ladysmith, and we've got another, if you need all of your hardware needs, we've got another auction up in Hurley for that hardware store.
Nice. Oh, the hardware store up there. Everything in the hardware. Hey, so that's pretty exciting.
Yep.
Up there. And so those ones are upcoming for you. And if you're looking for some new furniture, Scotty, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, they might have everything you need over there. They've got all your couches and living room needs. And go check them out at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in Park Falls. And ball game set to go.
Mattress? Anything else they got up there? It's going to be second and five. Moving from left to right now is Green Bay out of the gun. They got an offset eye and handoff give to the back. And he's got three and fighting hard, but stopped short by the Loggers defense.
A third and short coming up here for Green Bay. And on a play like this, how do you not hand it off to Bianilla? I mean, I don't know how you're going to tackle this guy. He goes through this line like nothing.
Yep, and he's a fullback, Jeff.
Yeah.
Third down and two from their own 48, knocking on the door of the Loggers territory. Or is that the 52, Jeff?
The 52, right, Mick? 52-yard line. And a handoff up the middle. It's going to go for the first down and chugging through some Loggers defenders.
And ends up being a big gain as
well. All the way up to the 40-yard line of the Loggers.
Green Bay's kind of gone away from the passing, Jeff. The first couple things, they looked like they were going to throw. First down and 10 from the 40-and-a-half-yard line of the Loggers. Green Bay still in the huddle. Now they break. And it's going to be Nelson out of the gun with an offset eye, including Biamila, and I think that's Steffel back there. And out to the left and made one miss. That is
picking up a few yards.
Leibzied.
And Mick Karen, not message. She's wondering why you wouldn't let her come to the game tonight, Mick. And she wants to let Scott know Nick is the Bears fan.
Oh, Nick. Okay. Gotcha.
Mick said he needed a break tonight, Karen. I'm kidding. Karen at home, we love having her and missing her tonight, and she'll be back. But I hope you're enjoying the game here tonight, Karen.
I'll send I again. Hand off to Leibzied.
Dodges a few linemen for the Loggers and picks up about 6 yards. He's going to make that one a third down and maybe three for Green Bay United here with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter.
That was a fake give quarterback keeper. The ball carrier was Reed Nelson.
And Green Bay United now all the way down to the 34-yard line of the Loggers. 9:45 and ticking. 20-8 Loggers with a nice early lead here, but can't take anything for granted.
Nope, 12-point lead, but Green Bay driving, 9:30 here to go. From under center, Nelson. High back set, fumble. But he picked it up, and Nelson gets wrapped up in a loss there.
So Loggers, a little bit of a break there. It's going to bring up a fourth and maybe five or something like that.
It was recovered by Nelson, but fumble on the snap. So it's going to be fourth and a long five.
Yeah, 9:05 to go here. Second quarter. And fourth down here, we're going to see what Green Bay can do. But what a play this is right now. Loggers make a stop here. How huge that is.
Pairs right. Wide receiver left. Back to pass, Nelson.
Plenty of time.
Up the middle, he's got it. Caught. And this is
the 10-5 touchdown, Green Bay United. That was a really nice play there, Scotty. Executed to perfection on that post route.
Yep.
And catching it right up the middle. But you know what? Quarterback had a lot of time back there to set everything up. And the timing was all there on that play, Scott. So,
and hit his receiver right in stride.
Yeah, you got it. 20-14 is the score right now. And 6-point lead here for the Loggers. 8:39 to go here. Green Bay United is going to go for the 2-point conversion. And we might have to get some of these kids on a concession run for us pretty soon, Scotty. I bet Xander will.
Coffee, maybe.
Coffee. They got hot chocolate. Now, they really upped their hot chocolate game here tonight.
All right. Out of the gun, here is Nelson. Nelson back to pass for the 2-point conversion. He's got his man. It's a touchdown.
And hey, Xander, can you go on a concession run for us?
8:39, and it's 20-16.
He wants coffee, hot chocolate, a pub burger, two candy bars, a Gatorade, and some Funyuns.
All right. Can you hear me, John? I can't hear you.
I think I'm in here. All right. 8:39 to go here. And off of that Green Bay United score right there, Loggers going to see a pub burger, a couple candy bars, a hot cocoa, a coffee, and some Funyuns.
8:39 here to go. Can you hear me, Jeff?
I hear you, Scotty.
All right, 8:39, 20-16, Loggers leading by four, but successful on both their 2-point conversions are the United of Green Bay.
Oh, Xander, not peanut butter cups. Someone got yelled at last time.
Cribs back to kick, and here's another onside kick bouncing and
Loggers falling on it right now. And this time that was Evan Hollinger. So I'm guessing they got their hands team up there right now, being
that
prepared.
That was really a bouncy kick.
That was a nice kick. Yeah. That was a very nice kick.
That was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it would be one that could go any way.
And Hollinger picking it up as it landed, didn't have that chance to get that big bounce.
First and 10, Loggers from their own 46-yard line.
8:37 to go here, second quarter, 20-16. Loggers holding on to a four-point lead.
Denzine from the gun. Here's a motion. Fake hand.
Here's a counter. Moman on this left side. He's got it. The 40, 35, 20, 10. Touchdown. The Trig Moman counter works again. They didn't have to set it up this time. Scotty, first play. And what was that, 60 yards?
4 yards.
54 yards for the touchdown. 8:27 to go here. Loggers up 26-16.
Yeah, they bit hard on that right side, Jeff. And, man, he went and... Well, they had one man to beat.
The Loggers have been setting up these edges all game so far, and they've been getting yardage on them, and you know that they have to buckle down. Green Bay does buckle down on them edges, making this counter play work so well.
26-16, so big yards now for the Loggers. Here's a motion.
And Dulaski had, no, it's a fake, and it's caught for the two-point conversion. Who
Ben
caught that
Vernig,
one? Ben Vernig. A diving catch from Ben Vernig. It was a fake handoff to the right side to Dulaski, and countered on a little cross pass into the end zone for Ben Vernig. Two-point play works there. It's a 12-point lead right now for the Loggers with 8:27 to go. It's 28-16. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman bringing you this ballgame here on 98.3 WCQM.
You know, Jeff's always complaining about how hot it is. So give him a call, like in January, February, when it's really cold. Jeff, he'll come right up there.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, pretty busy right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Karen, Mitch says he's not here.
8:27 here to play in the first half and set to kick off for the Loggers again.
Jeff Haken and Roofing definitely going strong here, finishing out the season, and definitely taking bids and whatnot for next year and ready to go. But winter coming up here pretty close. We're pretty busy here right now.
He hibernates a little bit.
I like to hibernate.
Right here, and they get the ball down to the 5-yard line. Lowery chasing down the defender, reversing his field, and he's got a big head of steam here, Jeff.
But he's going to be knocked out by who? Ben Vernig on that left sideline.
So that was a big return.
No, Danny Adamitis. It was, but a big return still only got him to the 40-yard line.
That's true, Jeff. It was a huge kick.
It was. And those, you know, you see why they do the squib kicks like that, because in this small field with only 8 guys, it's probably really easy to score a touchdown when you do kick it deep like that. You kind of seen it right there, because these open field tackles aren't very easy.
Bryce Leibzig, really got going. He reversed his field, looked like he was going to get caught for a loss, and got out to the 41-yard line after a heck of a kick by Ethan. From under center, here's Nelson. Eye back set, pitch to his back, and a new back in there, and he gets about a 7-yard gain. That's number 32.
I'll tell you what, he a nice pickup there by Green Bay, but a nice job by Trig Molman taking on the blocker so Ethan Upson could make the tackle right there. And just kind of teamwork on making that tackle.
So second down and two or three maybe, at the 49-yard line, a.k.a. the 51 here.
7:43 to go.
All right, from the gun, here's Nelson. Off to his left is Josh Cribbs, the new back. Nelson rolls out left, tries to break one. Now pitches it on the option. He's got Cribbs out there.
A nice tackle by Jack Kowicki on that left sideline, but what an option play. He was almost tackled and thrown down. Threw it back, and quite the play. And Xander Moore. Hey, you might get the Jeff Haken and Roofing Player of the Game, Xander, bringing all these concessions back.
Coffee? Thank you.
What, you got my pub burger in your pocket?
Candy bars, Jeff.
Candy bars. You're a good man, Xander Moore.
All right. First and 10 for Green Bay from the Loggers, 45, under center Nelson, Nelson hands it off to his back, and they got a pickup of about five and stopped there.
Daniel Adamitis on the tackle again, really making a lot of plays. We probably never told the kid to get something for himself, did we? It's going to be a second and six. Second and six right now from the Loggers' 41-yard line. So Green Bay United with the ball and making that offense go here.
Indeed.
Kind of getting comfortable, I should say.
28-16, Logger lead, 6:30 and ticking. They got Pears right. Looking down at his armband is Reed Nelson calling out the play. From the shotgun, here's a blitz coming. Nelson's got some pressure.
Oh, and he makes a catch in traffic. A nice throw, nice catch. And you can see they've got, I like their offense. I like the plays they call. And they're really clean and they execute. They're pretty fun to watch.
Nelson stood tall in that pocket. He had a hand in his face right there. And
when you're a big, tall quarterback like that, and your size, you have that, you're not afraid of those hits coming in there on you. You know you can take them, still make a play.
Down to the 39 of the Loggers, first and 10, Green Bay. Out of the gun, Nelson, he's got an offset eye in the backfield. Handoff, give, and about a three-yard pickup that time for Bryce Libsit.
Xander, did you get yourself anything? You're a good man, buddy.
Second down now from the Loggers' 27-yard line. They got to get down to the 19. So about a gain of two, actually, there, Jeffrey.
5:30 to go here in this first half.
A lot of smash-mouth football for an eight-man game.
It really is. It really would like to. And there's a flag, either an offside or a full start. Or, I mean, encroachment.
All right.
Offside. Against the Loggers.
By the Loggers. That'll take Green Bay down to the 22 of the Loggers.
It's going to be about a second and two or three. Probably three.
Second down and three now.
And a big, this is a crucial possession here for both teams. I mean, keeping Green Bay out of the end zone. Really heartbreaking going in the, and almost getting the sack was Ethan Upson, but he jukes around and ends up getting the first down and the touchdown.
And that was a really nice slip right there by Reed Nelson.
Quite the play. That was one of the nicer plays we've seen here tonight. I mean, there's a lot of shiftiness and dodging tacklers by the Loggers right there, and gets in for the touchdown.
He kind of almost moves like Roethlisberger, Jeff, except he's got more speed.
Yeah.
Kind of big like that.
Big, lumbery kind of. Yeah.
5:05 here, and nice touchdown run that time by Reed Nelson. And that was about a 21-yard pickup. Loggers had their opportunity to take him down.
Yeah, they have. And it's Green Bay looking to get right back in this ball game, under a touchdown down, and going to be down by four if they can execute this two-point conversion.
From under center this time, Nelson. And they got a flag now. What do we got?
Delay game on Green Bay. So where's the clock for this delay game, Scotty?
I don't know.
Does anyone know how they call the delay a game? Okay, there's no clock or nothing, though. Gotcha.
All right. Seventh. Now it's a two-point conversion now. Try from the 7-yard line, Jeff.
And a big play right here, because if they don't get it, they're down by six.
Yeah, down by six, a full score. Wishbone, back to pass. Here's Nelson. Nelson rolling out right. He tries out the back end zone. It's tipped away. And
what a play. It looked like that Brett Favre for the Vikings touchdown pass against the Niners, that magic one. But
that was a nice pass.
It was. And what a play. When you have those two big receivers back there and you can just throw it to the back of the end zone, it was just a little bit out of their reach.
I actually think that they tipped it away from each other.
Oh, maybe.
The guy crossing this way and the guy crossing back tipped it away from him.
So 5:05 to go here, second quarter. The six-point lead for the Loggers, 28-22. It's going to be Loggers football coming back here in a moment. We're going to stay here live. Jeff Hakenen and Scott Heckman. We're at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. And Scotty, I know where I'm going for all my insurance needs. I'm going to go see head coach Steve Precor at Forward Insurance. Forward Insurance, downtown Phillips. And for all your
Falls as well too,
and all your work liability needs, your car insurance, home insurance, life insurance, go bother Steve Precor. Tell him Jeff and Scott sent you.
Yep. Go into his office. He's got some stuff from Jimmy Leonard and different stuff like that in there.
And he's got that really nice billboard coming into town. I'm really jealous of that. I think me and you need one for
Jeff and Scott's
local sports channel coming into town. People don't get enough of us.
Josh Cribbs back to kick for Green Bay. 7 yards back, drops the hand, and here it comes. It's an onside kick type again. It's fielded, and
Kyle Seidenbender grabs at the lineman. Kyle's an offensive lineman, a sophomore here, one of the strongest kids on the team. He's a really strong kid. You wouldn't see it by looking at him, but he's got that speed, too. He kind of fits in between a running back and
a
lineman.
Good shoestring tackle right there because he was picking up speed. From the 36-yard line of the Loggers, 5:02 here to play on the half. Loggers moving from right to left in their black with orange-trimmed outfit. Grizzled Logger on the top. They got the Wildcat in back. Loary gets it, and he runs into a big lineman and after a short pickup.
Short pickup right there, maybe a yard, and yeah, BJ, nowhere to really go on that play. Some big defensive linemen made a wall right there.
Hey, they gave him 3 yards, though, on the carry, Jeff.
Oh, wow, I didn't see him get up that far.
So, generous mark for the Loggers. They're out to about the 39-yard line. Their own 39.
4:30 to go here.
And out of the gun, Denzine fakes the give, spins up the middle, gains about 5 yards and down to almost the 45.
Yeah, it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 for the Loggers at their own 44-yard line. 4:09 to go here in the second quarter. 28-22 is the lead here. Phillips Loggers leading Green Bay United.
Flanker right, flanker left. Out of the gun, Denzine. Motion, handoff gets into Hollinger. Hollinger's got the corner. There's a first down and more, and here he goes. Evan Hollinger cuts it back, and he's going to go all the way.
That's probably the run of the game right there, Scotty. Evan Hollinger with a fabulous run. And Evan kind of quieted down in the middle of the season, and seeing him come back strong like this, he's had a few brilliant runs here tonight. That one was the nicest of them all.
It's littlest guy coming out of the pile right there, Jeff.
Absolutely. And just flying down the field and the cuts he makes, such a different running back than, you know, say, an Aaron Dulaski or a Trigg Mullman.
And 2-point conversion. Here comes Loary. He runs into a defensive player, spins out of it, and wrestled down.
And no good.
No good.
So the 2-point conversion, no good for the Loggers. 3:47 to go, 34-22. Loggers leading by 12 here. It's the first big run of the game here for the Loggers. I know Karen at home, she's loving that one.
That's the longest run for him tonight.
And here,
6 yards, Jeff.
Here on senior night, Scotty, some seniors having some good nights. Trigg Mullman with a couple nice touchdown runs. Drew Hochschild had some nice plays early on. Jack Kowicki with a tackle on the side. Seeing Ethan Upson in there. What's a couple more seniors that I'm missing? I think that's about most of them. Daniel Adamitis. We've seen him on a lot of tackles here
tonight. Levi's doing a great job with the fake, you know, like the deke, you know, how they'd always do on the sideline for motioning in the plays. 3:47 here to go, 34-22.
And at halftime here, it's Forward Bank, one of our high school sports sponsors. It's the Forward Bank $5,000 pass here tonight, Scotty.
$5,000 pass.
Scotty, if they get...
I need one of those, Jeff. Who's going to get me one?
Yeah, we got to find Jeff Baraka.
Hey, Xavier.
Xander.
Xander Holyfield, get me one of those blue tickets.
He needs a blue ticket.
Yeah.
Tell Jeff Baraka up front that we need the tickets up here.
I need a ticket.
Forward Bank tickets. They got to give them to us up here.
All right, here's a kickoff. And that's a high floating kick. And
caught. What's going on? Did he fair catch it? He fair caught it.
Okay, and then he ran, and usually
that's a penalty then, isn't it?
Hey, you can't run after you fair catch
yeah.
it, can you?
So we've got to get a flag, right? Is that a penalty, Mick, if you run on a fair catch?
I thought
it was. Well, maybe not in high school. I don't know. I didn't either, but. All right. From the 43-yard line, Green Bay, they're going to try to answer back. 34-22, Loggers leading at home here, trying to go to 8-1, Jeff.
You know, Scott, I thought it was going to be a real tough one here tonight. It is a tough one. But, you know, looking at this Green Bay team coming into it, just the size and the athleticism they look like they have, the speed of the Loggers is a little too much here tonight.
Yeah. First and 10 here from the 43-yard line out of the gun there, Nelson. Nelson, fake handoff, and he's going deep, but he overshot his
overshot
man.
If Jack Kowicki was back there in defense, and nice seeing a Logger defender, the deepest guy out on the field this time.
He's trying for Logan Nichols, who looks like more of a blocking type of tight end. Second down and 10 here, 43-yard line. 3:37 here to play in the first half. Loggers up 34-22. Jeff, how's the burger tonight?
The pub burger gets up. 5 out of 5.
Nice. 5 out of 5. I like it. Under center now. Hand off to Leibzeit, and he breaks out. He's got the corner, but nice
Burn
tackle
it.
Right
Loves
there.
Him.
Bernie kind of went with that strip tackle, Jeff.
Yeah, he came hard and smacked him in kind of that club tackle.
Yep. But it was a big gain, a gain of about 24-yard line down to the Loggers. 34. Far side hash mark. They're moving from left to right.
And here we go. Jeff Baratka up here. He heard word we needed tickets up here. Jeff, I got one already.
I need one.
So Forward Bank is up here giving their tickets away for the $5,000 pass at halftime. Jeff, we're going to do that at halftime?
Yeah, we're doing it at halftime.
All right, right at halftime we're going to do that. It's going to be exciting here tonight.
From under center, kind of a weird-looking play, but it looks like it's going to work out for Green Bay. Burning went for the strip again, but short gain. And
Ben getting the tackle on this sideline. Got to be Ben's fourth or fifth tackle here tonight already. 3:20 to go.
Second down and 7. So a gain of about 3 there on that play.
Gain of about 3 there at the 31-yard line, the Loggers' 31-yard line. Green Bay United driving.
Second down and 7, and I think we're going to get a timeout, Green Bay.
Mick, Karen wanted you to get a ticket, but if you win, me and Scott are supposed to make the pass. So halftime here, not halftime here, timeout here before the half. And what a fun ball game we've got here tonight, Scotty. The crowd filled up a little bit as this game started, and there were some empty seats, but looking out there right now, things are looking pretty good. We'll go over some faces in the crowd at halftime, talk a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk about our seniors a little bit at halftime and impressive group. Last year, you know, Scott, we had, I think it was 11 seniors or 10 seniors on the team. Remember that? Big group of seniors. And, you know, really the only ones with any experience were Levi Durr and Ethan Podmolik. You'd see a kicker, and once in a while he'd play some line. But a lot of new guys. It was kind of an unexpected year. But, you know, the seniors here this year were, you know, step up as they always do.
Indeed. And, you know, Steve's got them believing, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
3:20 here to play in the half. Green Bay driving. It's second down and 7. Out of the gun here is Nelson. Pairs left. He's got a back offset behind him. Motion. Fake handoff. Nelson got a little pressure. Slips through one. Now he tries to make a miss, but he's wrapped up. And now we're going to get probably a face mask.
I'm wondering if we do get a face mask on there.
Nelson's hard to bring down.
Yeah, and I don't think it was. Scotty's.
Oh. Incidental. Let's go.
Yep. Incidental, as he was getting drugged down, arms.